weekly advice from Everyday Experts, a podcast in which various staff members of hubpages.com review some really interesting and helpful articles on topics ranging from what so far we've done, absinthe to alligators. So today I'm here with Robin Edmondson, and I'm Simone Smith, by the way, and we're going to talk about something that I find to be delicious because it has to do with Italian food. And I don't know about you, Robin, but what's your favorite sort of Italian food dish to have?
I think a cappellini with fresh tomatoes and basil and olive oil.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Oh. Okay, I'm really hungry already. Yeah, it's, well, I think one of my favorite things about Italian food is
the tomatoes.
Yes. Which just happens to be the subject of a really, really cool hub that was written by a Mr. Barclay Rosehill, who goes by Barclay Rosehill on Hub Pages. And the article he wrote is called Five Unique Tomato Plants to Grow in Your Garden, which I've never done before, probably because I have a brown thumb and everything I touch dies. But
We grew tomatoes last year.
Did you
really?
They
turned out really well, yes.
What kind of tomatoes did you end up growing?
We had cherry tomatoes, small cherry tomatoes.
Oh, yum.
And one heirloom tomato and one beefsteak tomato. So we had three tomato plants. They were all in pots.
Did you grill your beefsteak tomatoes?
We did not grill them. I used them mostly. I would just eat them raw. I just love tomatoes.
That's the problem with like growing any food. If I did it and it didn't die first, I would probably just eat them all.
Well, at least it's healthy and organic.
That's true. Oh, that's totally true. And I mean, I at least had a grandfather who always grew things in his backyard, and like he even had like a strawberry plant that he thought just was barren and never ever bore fruit, but then it turned out that my mom always ate them, the strawberries. So like I can, they're so good for you. And oh, yum. So let's go over some of the cool, I've never heard of so many of these tomato varieties that Barclay Rosehill introduced. So we're going to take a look at those and share them with you, and maybe you can give them a try in your own garden.
So the first one is called a pink Cadillac.
Isn't that a great name?
It is a great name. I guess it's a new tomato variety that he tells us about, and it's a great tomato because it's more resistant to disease and also has a vigorous growth habit. So it does really well and is prolific in its fruit bearing. It is a bright raspberry pink colored. And it's also a pretty plant to have in your garden because it looks so nice. All of these tomatoes would look gorgeous in your garden. That's the thing I love about them.
Well, and the variation in color. I mean, we're so used to going to the grocery store, and unless you have sort of a fancy one or you go to a farmer's market, they're all red and they're all very round. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all just clown noses.
Yes, I love all the heirloom tomatoes and their different sizes and shapes and colors. They're beautiful in
and
a salad.
And they could just be like a table centerpiece, for the love of God. Gosh, I was just like, they're so pretty.
They're beautiful. And these are, the pink Cadillacs, I guess, are more of a beefy tomato, so you can slice them, put them on sandwiches, have them in salads. They're much more sturdy. And I learned a new word. I had a new vocabulary word in this hub. It's called an indeterminate plant.
So that means it's confused about its identity?
Exactly. No, there's either determinate or indeterminate types of tomatoes. So indeterminate tomatoes are tomatoes that grow around 6 feet tall. They're not a bushy tomato. And also the great thing about them is that they keep flowering. They keep producing fruit or vegetables in this case until they frost. So it will keep producing.
So the snacking continues.
Yes, where determinate plants, they flower at one time, they produce their tomatoes at one time, and then you're done. So those are better, though, if you only have small pots or you have a small deck, because they don't need as much soil, they don't get as big, they only get about 4 feet, you don't need a cage.
Yeah.
So most tomato plants, if you plant them, you need to have a cage so that they can the vines can grow up the cage.
And you have to do so much just to take care of them. That's one of the big hassles. But I mean, just to have something continue to give you food. I feel it's almost worth the hassle.
And if you can have a drip system in your tomato plants, it really helps because they get the consistent amount of water over a consistent period of time.
Instead of the one bucket of water I would pour on them once a week.
It really helps. So.
Wow, that's really cool. And by the way, I mean, you should visit this hub because there are pictures of each type of tomato. And the pink Cadillacs are like hot pink. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had no idea food was even that color. They're like a tropical flower pink.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So when it comes to dramatic tomatoes, the second one that that Barclay Rose Hill shares is really cool. It's called the Black Crim. And he says that it's just one of many black tomato varieties that has a sort of slightly salty flavor and is really, really good in fresh, you know, dishes like salads or maybe just on a cracker. I would eat it straight.
They look like a pomegranate almost. They're beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, he says that they sort of range from blackish to really dark purple, so I guess maybe they could look a little bit more eggplantish. But what I like is, okay, I went to, like, I was in the gourmet food section of some store in Germany, and they had like these all sorts of Italian pastas. Mm. And they're so pretty. And I discovered for the first time pasta that was all black. Mm-hmm. And I'd never seen it before. I mean, I think it's dyed maybe with like octopus ink or something. Mm. I saw stuff like that in Japan a lot too. Like they would dye pasta black with octopus ink. But I loved the idea of having a goth Italian, like, or a goth dinner party where, like, all the food was black. Ooh, and I was kind of stuck, though, because who would want to have pasta without really good tomatoes? Mm-hmm. But maybe I could make a black crème tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. So for all of you goth gardeners out there, and I know that you are just a very small number because it's so hard to cover up all of your body just to keep that wonderful pallor. But still, if you're a goth gardener or you want to hold a goth dinner party, I highly recommend the black crim. I think that's the one I'm going to go for.
So the next...
I'm serious about this. I love the idea.
The next tomato is called Mr. Stripey.
Mr. Stripey.
I love it. So Mr. Stripey, I love the idea of this tomato. It's different colors on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, and I mean, you see, I think this is one that you see a lot at farmers markets because people just gravitate them towards.
Yes.
It's just, they're so pretty.
They are. It's an heirloom tomato. It's pink on the inside and yellow on the outside. So it's a really pretty tomato sliced up. Laid on your table would be so beautiful
in salads. People would probably just think that they were the flower arrangements, though, and not eat them.
Exactly. It's a gorgeous tomato. Low acid, mild flavor, just a beautiful tomato to use and pretty in your garden as well.
Oh, yes. I really want to plant that, too. Mm-hmm. Well, and so the next one that's described in this overview is called the chocolate cherry, which is... I mean, they're like this dark color. They look like almost little truffles, and it's hard to not get excited about them, especially because I love chocolate, I love cherries, I love tomatoes, I love cherry tomatoes. It's kind of like compounding everything that I love. And I guess they're slightly different from cherry tomatoes in that they have a very, very gourmet flavor, and they're also really, really good for slicing and canning. And many of the cherry tomatoes that I've tried aren't so happy in the slicing department.
Yeah,
maybe because I'm just buying crappy store-bought tomatoes, but yeah, he says that they grow in really big clusters, and I mean, I would love to have a bunch of those in my garden too.
Yeah.
So Robin, how about you share the last really
cool one? Last tomato that Barclay Rose Hill tells us about is called the Golden Rave, and it is also, it's like a Roma tomato, I guess, but it's more yellow-orange. So we all have seen Roma tomatoes. They're very common in the grocery store.
Yeah.
They're kind of oblong in shape.
Yeah, they look like
red.
Eggs.
They look like eggs. And these are also, like Roma tomatoes, they're the same shape, but they're a little more sweet. So they have a sweetness like a grape tomato. I love grape tomatoes. They're just great popping food, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so the Golden Rave is very similar to this. It's a pretty beautiful color and has a very sweet taste. So it'd be great in salsas. I could see you using it in a salsa, also in tomato sauces, in salads. It's also a tomato that can be grown in many climates, so it's a great tomato for people who live in maybe not so hot areas where tomatoes don't do as well.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that because I have read a lot of various garden magazines and the frustrating things that they're like, yeah, this only grows in like agricultural zone X and it's always not mine and it's always the one thing that I want to grow. So it's nice to have something a little bit more open to different climates.
So that's the golden rave.
Yeah. So those are five. We'll go back through them. There's the pink Cadillac, the black crème, Mr. Stripey, chocolate cherry, and golden rave tomatoes. You should try growing all of them if you can. Some people don't have soil around them if they live in an apartment. Though I guess you could kind of hang them by a window. There's those like hanging tomato.
Yes, the upside down tomato plants.
Yeah, so maybe even give them a try just in your small apartment or closet in which you live. And also, you should check out the various hubs on hub pages that are written by Barclay Rosehill, a hubber from Philadelphia. He writes a lot of really, really good recipe hubs. He has a lot of good drink recipes, quick and easy recipes, and he also has written on some holidays. So definitely visit hubpages.com, search for five unique tomato plants to grow in your garden, and more. And if you would like to share your own favorite tomato plants or tomato recipes, join hubpages.com. It's free, it's easy, it's fun, and it's a great community of writers. So, happy tomato eating and happy hubbing.